The Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Oh, mate, Friday is here.
Yes.
Hey, guys. I'm ready for it.
I don't think I've ever been so keen for a weekend in my entire life.
What a total dog of a week for you, Meg.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jeez, it was tough.
A little bit, but we're there. We got through it.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to take on a great day.
Yes.
You having some lemonades tonight?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe one or two.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where. I don't have a house.
So what's happened?
Yeah.
So you went and had a look at some properties.
Yeah, I did.
Yesterday.
I've had a quick look at a couple. Yeah. So I'm still living with my now ex-fiancé.
Sleeping in the same bed.
Sleeping in the same bed, but I'm not too sure
how
long.
You guys will have ex-sex before you part,
I don't think we will. I don't think we will. But I think we're on good terms, but I don't feel welcome because it's not my house anymore. Yeah.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. So
because you've lived there for.
Five years.
In
the same place.
That's weird and a bit difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that you're staying in the bed.
We don't have anywhere else.
You're like, mate, I ain't sleeping on the couch.
Well, it's more of the fact that I go to bed at like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and he's like up until midnight, so...
You don't really see each other.
No.
That's, I guess, all right.
Yeah, true.
Do you have one of those like... long sausage pillows down
no,
the middle?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
There's something you could invest in.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'm not there for that much longer.
Yeah, hey, good luck in your house
Thank
search.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
That's for sure. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm
Excellent.
Here. It's Friday.
Yeah, isn't it? What?
My whole body feels like it has dry mouth, though. Like, I'm just in, like, a really gross state. I need a Saturday.
It's all those M&Ms yesterday.
Yeah, and a few bizzles last night.
Oh, did you now?
Oh, you're dusty, are you?
Yeah, because I'm in town. I'm being hyper-local.
Oh, wait,
so I went to the Madawi Social.
I saw that on your story.
I've never been to Madawi Social. Yeah. What's that
is
like?
It is good. Imagine me, right, no kids, but at the back watching Kate Washington MP doing the whole, Madawi needs a high school. I'm like, yeah, we do.
as you raise your glass of beer.
I think I even committed to do door knocking for petitions.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The things we agree to
when having the bizzles, as Jackson calls them.
Jess, good morning. How are you? Are you going to join Jackson in
door knocking?
I was going to say I'm feeling good. I didn't agree to door knocking for petitions and stuff.
Yeah. Did you have any bizzles?
No.
Okay. Of course not.
On the new
You're
FM,
too busy at the gym.
On the Facebook page yesterday, the new FM Facebook page, did you get to go along to that new night centre of excellence?
Oh, did you now?
I didn't. Jared did, though.
Oh,
he got wined and dined.
Yep.
Did they get that money through some government grant?
Yeah, it was half-half.
It was half-half.
Did they...
Well, they should open it up to the community, I feel.
I reckon.
Like, if they didn't really pay for the whole thing.
Exactly.
Don't you reckon they should make
100%.
It open public?
Yeah.
So can all of, like, the junior divisions of the Knights go and use it, or is it just the A
Knights,
grade?
Knights.
I think so. The men can go in, the women's team as well, the NRLW.
Yeah,
so
right.
I assume the junior guys can too.
Hey, it is very nice. I looked at the pictures.
Very
fancy looking, I assume. I haven't looked.
Pools, dip pools.
Yeah.
Everything.
Huge gym, 3 training fields.
Open it up. You'd go, wouldn't you, Jess?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you go, Maddie?
No.
Neither.
Actually...
The players' lounge,
actually,
come on.
I changed my mind. Yes, I would.
He'd be there?
He'd make the conscious effort to go check it out.
You're up to today.
Do you need your lats massaged, sir?
Yes.
I'll steal one of the massage shirts.
Jeez.
That sounded creepy, didn't it?
You've got yourself a night shirt.
We all want to, Maddie.
There you go.
Do you need some Tiger Balm?
On your laps? Absolutely. Hey, Lads vs. Lasses up next. Our ultimate battle of the sexes. $50 fuel cards up for grabs, which is awesome.
Quarter of a tank of fuel. Love it.
Would you like a teaspoon of fuel?
Hey, it's something.
It's exactly. Lads on 23, Lasses on 25. Guys, come on, we need one more point. It would be great to get this week. 13:10:09, one guy and one girl will play up next.
Okay. The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Yes, our ultimate battle of the sexes. Lads currently on 23, lasses on 25. Ugh, how could you get so far ahead?
Oh, look, it's been worse.
It has been worse, but I was really enjoying getting like being neck and neck there and hopefully overtaking. Look, next week's our week, Maddie. Next week is our week.
Absolutely. We have been just totally behind for the last 6 months, I feel.
I know,
the guys
I know.
Have not performed well.
So, actually, we need a lad still. 13, 10, and 9 if you're a guy and you can take on a couple of easy questions.
Yeah, boost their confidence. Come on.
$50 fuel card up for grabs from Airport, which is fantastic.
Hey, let's meet our lass this morning. Her name is Jo from Cessnock. She's recently started a job in traffic control, so she's still waking up and getting used to the 4:30 start. She would like some advice on how to cope with the AM starts. Jo, can I just tell you right now, quit while you're ahead. they never get better.
No, I imagine it doesn't.
Cold shower first thing in the morning is brilliant, though. I will give you that much.
Oh, okay.
I've never tried that, but I just like the coffee as soon as you get up, and then by like 20 minutes later, you're up and running.
Joe, the cold shower is great advice. I've started for the last month or so for 8 seconds at the end of the shower, having just the cold water over myself. It makes a huge difference. Anyway, there's a couple of tips. All right, let's get into your questions, Joe. Why was it so awkward just at the end?
I don't know. I thought we were thinking, do we give more tips? Do we not?
What's your tip?
Well, you're giving one each.
Yeah,
here we go.
That's enough.
Question one for you, Joe. Which shop has the slogan, everything auto and much, much more?
Super cheap.
That is super cheap, correct.
Well done. One on the board.
Question number two, Joe. Which fast food restaurant would you get a choc brownie shake-up at?
Oh, no idea. Guzmani and Gomez?
Domino's. Question number three. What does the company Yokohama make? This is an easy one.
Is it a
motorbike? No.
Tires. Hey, one on the board, Joe.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Let's go to Bo in Beresfield. Apparently, he used to work with celebrities. Give us some goss, Bo.
Hey, guys. I used to work at the Civic Theatre, so I've worked with people like Jimmy Carr, Kyle Barron, Barry Humphries.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any, cool. any like background goss, like who was a bitch, who was not?
Dawn French was a little bit harsh.
Yeah?
Really? Oh, interesting. Juicy.
Yeah, just picky. Just very picky.
Oh, just picky, okay.
And who was the best to work with?
Barry Humphries, any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that.
There you go.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing man.
He is so good. I actually went to see him at the Civic Theatre a couple of years ago. He was so funny. So great.
Bo was probably working there then.
Yeah. All right, let's get into your questions, hey?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, question one. Which brand makes the Go Fresh deodorant range? You'd see it at Woolies and Coles and whatnot.
No,
it's Dove. All right, if you were to go into the store Midas, that's at Westfield Katara, what would you be buying?
Makeup.
Nice. Shoes. All right, you need this to stay in the game. Question three. It's multiple choice, though, which is good. Okay, how much would you pay for a Bondi Boost blowout brush? Is it A, $99.99, B, $149.99, or C, $199.99? Lots of nines.
A, B, or C?
B.
B.
A.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Bo.
I tried to accentuate the A as well.
You tried.
It didn't work.
Sorry, Bo.
Joe's got herself a $50 Ampol fuel card.
Congrats, Joe.
Thank you.
Another point for that. I will admit my questions were a bit harder than yours this morning. Yours were quite easy, Crevo.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, going into into the weekend, let's be nice. But not everyone thinks that way.
Are you taking anger out on lads versus lads?
No,
on the lads?
No.
On the poor old lads?
I wasn't taking anger out. It was more of the fact that...
Oh, you've turned into a man-hater. Poor old lads.
Poor lads.
I'll make it easy for you next week.
Guys always have a tough...
When I'm not in a mood, you might get some points.
In society, in life, in the history. Guys have it tough, you know.
You're the ones who have got to cop it firsthand from me, so I apologize.
Hey, guys, up next, I want to bring something to your attention. You know me, I'm a guy that's full of sound effect ideas.
Always.
Like, I'm always playing some sort of sound effect behind the scenes.
It's off air.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I feel like after we finish the show, it's almost like a radio show continues.
It is.
It is. It really is. We've been out at a pub before and you've got stuff up on YouTube on your phone.
Just to improve a joke. Yeah. And I appreciate it. I think it's great.
The effort is A+.
It's like when you go to the 5D theater, you know.
Yeah.
If you have a sound effect with a joke, it just really adds another dimension to the whole thing. Anyway, I don't know why the other day, but I pulled up, you know on YouTube how you get those like ASMR white noise videos of like, you know, rainfall and waterfalls. And this one in particular, I found a video of 3 hours straight of an air conditioner.
The noise of an air conditioner. Like an old school one.
I'm concerned someone took the time to record that and let alone upload it.
Well, funny you say that. I was scrolling through the comments and there are actual fans of this video.
Oh my God.
The comments were so bizarre. It was like I was reading the comments of like a Kesha video or something.
People are extraordinarily passionate
about
the noise of air conditioning.
I wanted to run through some of the comments next because it's just too much.
Amazing.
The Novos.
And I was just telling you about this video I stumbled across on YouTube the other day. The title of this video is Air Conditioner. 10 hours of relaxing ambient sounds ASMR. This is it. So this video literally goes for 10 hours of just air conditioning sound.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
When you're at the back of like a shopping centre and they've got all of the aircon units.
What were you doing at the back of a shopping centre?
So when you used to work there, that's what happened. out of the gutter.
What were you doing there when you used to work there?
Also sounds like the back of a nightclub I used to go to, but I think we're out the back for different reasons. This video, right, 9,434,000 views.
That's extraordinary.
It goes for 10 hours.
You might be wondering, why are you guys talking about a video of an air conditioner playing for 10 hours? I wanted to read through some of the comments below on YouTube because I found them so funny. These people are totally obsessed. I just want to read through. I'll read through some of the best here. One of them is, sleeping when you're cold and huddling under the covers just hits different when I put this on.
What?
What?
So bizarre.
But
what is wrong with people?
If you're listening to this sound, you probably don't have an air conditioner.
Allison says...
Yeah, exactly.
Spent the last 2+ years listening to this every night to combat my partner snoring. I even bought premium just so I could turn off my screen at night and listen.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's obsessed.
Now, you used to have a partner that snored, Meg.
Yes.
Very. Would this have worked?
Well, I had a fan on purely for that reason.
That works. Look, it totally drowns out any voices. Lucky 422 says, I can literally feel the coldness from the air conditioner just by hearing it with my headphones. Now, that is just awesome.
All of it.
Lucky 24 is an actual liar.
Yeah.
Is what's happening there, because you can't feel cold through your ears.
Have you guys ever listened to any like ASMR for sleep before?
No.
I've done rain sounds, like storm sounds.
I do that.
Really?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I used to have like a sub setup so that it would really like feel like it was raining.
Really?
Yeah.
Maddie, do you do that now? Like, what speaker would you have on?
Just my phone.
Right.
Yeah,
Have it plugged in with Rain 20 hours YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, no, like Spotify has them.
Really?
It's YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. These people.
You're very different.
I want to end on this one because I think this is just really caps the whole thing off. Username Justa Shay says, I have been listening to this for the past 7 hours. I'll update y'all when I have finished this tomorrow.
What?
Okay.
It's a 10-hour video.
Yep.
Update. I've now listened to this for 10 hours, and let me just say, it is extremely weird for it to be extremely quiet when I am playing games. I got so used to it for the past hours that when it's over, I feel like something is missing from my life. And that's the comically loud AC. Thank you all for reading, and now can you question why I listened to the whole thing? How bizarre.
Wow.
He sat there and listened to 10 hours of this.
People are so weird, is all I'll say. Yeah. If you're putting on a 10-hour air conditioning video, you're different.
A guy I used to know used to report videos like this for the pure reason someone would have to monitor it. To find out what was wrong
because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Interesting hobbies.
Yeah.
I want to, actually, I'll end on this one. Yeah, Flip Part 2 says, so where exactly is the Rickroll in this thing?
Yeah, that's a great question.
News time next at New FM. Make sure you, you know, check that out.
Mm. If you're into it.
The Novos. To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
13-10-09, I'd love to hear your stories of gross things you've seen at work, because yesterday around the team, we witnessed something that no person should have to witness.
Now, just for context, we do have security camera footage in the studios, so we can watch what's going on all throughout, like, the office, everywhere.
It's a bit like in Harry Potter, they've got that map, the Marauder's map, right? So you can always see where people are, what they're up to. One person did something so gross on scene on camera.
I feel like I have to put some, like, horror music on as you tell this story.
Okay, so we witnessed said person entering the toilet with a cup of coffee. They were then in there for a long time and left without it. We're going to leave.
Now, Prevo, explain what happened when you saw on the map that they had left without the coffee cup.
So I was initially doubtful that maybe my eyes or the eyes of the witness deceived them and maybe they didn't go in with the coffee cup. So I quickly went into the toilet to see if that coffee cup was in there, and it was.
So they'd gone in. Saying is he drank his coffee on the toilet.
He's gone in with a coffee cup. Coffee has been drunk at some place in the toilet, which is just basically a cubicle, our toilet.
Yeah.
And then he's exited without it. Now, I'm going to leave it at that.
I think all of us were just
horrified.
We went through a range of different emotions yesterday and into last night. I kept thinking about it. I mean, that has to be one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Heard, witnessed, whatever.
It was shocking.
I mean, we're going to talk more about this in a minute. Because needs more unpacking.
I feel like we should post the photo of the said coffee cup in the bin in the toilet on Instagram.
We will, because people need to see this to believe it. But hey, yeah, if you've got a story of something gross that happened at your work, we'd love to hear it.
Do you know what's even more shocking?
Yeah.
Someone from the middle management team.
I wasn't going to say anything like that.
No, there's a few of them around here.
Yeah, that's true.
Lots of too many middle managers.
We'll talk more about it next.
The Novos.
Yeah, so yesterday, just witnessed something that we couldn't believe. So it was spotted that a person went into the toilets, male toilets, carrying a cup of coffee, a little cup, and then...
See, the managers have their own coffee machine here, so they have the takeaway cups.
Right, yeah, that's
it
what...
It was a takeaway it was a, coffee
I, yeah, at first I thought, oh, it's a ceramic cup when I heard the story. And then I watched the security cameras here to see...
Like a hawk, mind you. No, we were having a meeting in here and you're like, look, I'm checked out.
I said, I'm listening to your meeting, but I will not avert my eyes because I need to see... If said person exits with the cup of coffee.
Yeah, because you weren't sure if he in fact went in there with a coffee or not.
I thought maybe, you know...
It was secondhand information.
It was secondhand information. I didn't know if it was... Like, it's not that I didn't believe it. I just was struggling to believe it. So I thought, I'm going to watch. They came out, nothing in hand. And I thought...
It's disgusting.
Something's gone on here. So I went in, and in the bin was the disposable coffee cup. I couldn't believe my eyes, so I snapped a photo, sent it to the group. Everyone now knows and has proof of this occurrence happening.
I don't like when the managers use our toilets because, like, I just feel like...
You've got your own coffee machine, first of all. Happens. Have your own bathroom.
Well, they've got their own toilet as well. They do. Management bathrooms are their own. They're very exclusive, right? Mm. Not anyone can go in there.
Hey, we just put this out there. Jenna says on Instagram, at the Novos _, she's got a story about her burpy boss. My boss regularly farts and burps out loud in the office without hesitation and with commentary such as, that was a wet or smelly one.
Oh.
That sounds like the guy that's like, pull my finger. That's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Disgusting.
So disgusting. Absolutely terrible.
No.
Oh, here, this is great, guys. Mark says, I walked into our communal kitchen at work and saw a woman licking the outside rim of a bottle of milk. Bit weird, but okay. Then I saw her putting it back in the fridge and it had someone else's name.
Oh.
Look, people at work can be so gross.
I don't understand. These are your workmates. You see them on a day-to-day basis. Stop being disgusting.
Just show a bit of decorum.
A little bit
that's
of respect as well.
That's all I ask. Like, you can drink your coffee on your own time at home, wherever you want. But in the office, don't be seen going into the bathroom with a big cup of coffee.
We only have such a... Like, we have one small toilet for the whole... all the males in the office.
There's no plausible deniability as to what you were doing with the cup of coffee in there.
Yeah.
You were drinking it and it's gross.
If he's drunk the coffee in there, what else do you think he's done?
Oh, like, you know, is he eating a burger in
maybe
there?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, some might
full
say...
Full roast dinner.
Guys, some might say he's being very efficient with his time.
Yeah.
I guess you could argue that. I wouldn't. But some could.
Some could. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Look so, what you started.
Well, Jackson was the first witness. He was like, I don't know if it's happened, but I think it
I
has.
I think I saw this.
You were horrified when you walked in, like you've seen a ghost.
When I walked in, I sprinted in. I had that information. I was like, oh, my Lord. And then it turned out to be true. Horrific. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, their relationship has been inked, so it's official. Oh. I'll tell you about that also, too. How much Posh Spice has made from not opening her mouth at all?
Yeah, she
probably a lot of money.
She never speaks, does she?
So rich.
Tax details have been leaked.
Oh, juicy.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
All right, Jackson, you said that Kim and Pete have inked their relationship. What does that mean?
So, I didn't want to believe this relationship, and I'm still not sure that I 100% do.
Yeah.
But Kim Kardashian has appeared on The Ellen Show. Bad choice,
your
but I get it.
Your favourite show?
I know. Thank God it's wrapping up. Did you see that they released the dates for it?
No.
September, bye-bye. Thank God.
Anyways,
Kim Kardashian has revealed that Pete Davidson has inked a few little things on his body in dedication to her, and very interesting as well. Take a listen.
Yeah, he has a few tattoos, a few cute ones, you know, that he got. I think my favorite one, it says here, it says, my girl is a lawyer, and that one's really cute.
Wow. And you say branding, so like literally like an iron thing
yes.
went on to his body
yes.
to brand Kim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you are a brand.
Isn't that interesting?
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Do you feel like this relationship's going to last?
No. Absolutely not.
How many, he's dated quite a few famous people. How many tattoos of, like, do you reckon he has an Ariana Grande tattoo?
They're covered up.
I'll tell you exactly why Kim is with him. This is my theory.
Okay.
He grows massive eggplants.
He's a big farmer, is what you're saying. Big gardener.
He's really good at growing, so we hear, massive eggplants.
And he's got, because eggplants, you got different types, don't you? You've got the long, thin ones, and then you've got the little ball-shaped ones as well.
Overall, huge.
Proper aubergine.
Massive, well, massive aubergines, yeah.
Ariana Grande, who also dated him, actually dropped just how big the eggplant was.
That he grew.
Yeah.
That just for her.
Wow.
It was big?
Whoa.
Like, if you compared it to another vegetable... That was like a huge
size
carrot.
Comparison?
Nah,
like a leek?
Well, of course, I haven't seen.
Well, she couldn't carry it. It had her walking side to side, so.
I'll pay that.
Oh, dear.
Their new Hulu show's out soon as well. But do you know what's been giving me some, like, gigs over the last couple of days?
What is it?
Some laughs. How they've started to respond to Kanye West's attacks on them. So, like, he's been leaking their text messages, Kanye. But my favourite one was when Kanye asked Pete Davidson, "Where are you right now?" And Pete Davidson sent him a photo in bed and said, "I'm in bed with your wife."
Oh, jeez.
He is a funny guy.
Yeah.
He is.
That's like...
No doubt.
If you're funny, I find that so attractive.
Mm. I think a lot of other, like, obviously celebrities find it like, very attractive as well.
Mm-hmm.
That and his farming abilities, like you've said before. It's a combination of the two, funny and great at growing veg.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham's tax statements from 2020 have leaked.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She made $500,000 for not doing anything.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Just from Spice Girls royalties.
Get out.
But
no
it
way.
Also came out how much she made from that tour that they did. You know, the 2019 tour?
That very, very,
tour?
Very, like... limited tour.
Yes. So
like eight shows.
She got $1 million for endorsements and licensing deals. Didn't even have to step foot on a stage.
Why would she rejoin them?
No. Well, interesting.
Why would you? So you're so right.
The profit and losses have come out from her fashion business.
Mm.
It's running at a loss of around $85 million a year.
Oh dear.
That's a tax thing. I'm telling you right now.
They're very rich. I don't think they're too concerned.
Well, but what's Beckham raking in? Let's be real.
That's all of that money.
Is David Beckham really, like, I don't think he's a face of many brands these days, is he?
Oh, he's got his own cologne and all that.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like cat's piss.
Yeah, it's not great.
Have you tried it?
No, awful.
Yeah. What got you to buy it?
No, I tried at the shop.
Yeah, on the testicard.
I'm not a big fan of celebrity scents.
Mm.
They're never good.
No,
I think you're right. I don't think I've ever smelt one that I've thought, "Well, that's amazing."
Nicki Minaj's are quite good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay for chicks, but for guys, it's really hard.
Mm.
Do you own any celeb scents, Jackson?
No, I'm a Bulgari guy.
You know, I had the. When I was much younger, the Lady Gaga.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The little eggplant-shaped thing.
Yeah.
It's black.
Jeez, a lot of eggplant chat this morning.
Oh, just a bit of extra info too. Footwork Productions, that's David Beckham's company. $30.8 million profit. So he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count. They're shifting. 80-something million dollar loss, though.
No, but the way they shift things around, it'd be tax reasons.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Megan, Primo. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
I've been following this guy on my Instagram stories over the last couple of weeks, right? So from what I've gathered, he's a homeowner. Right, and his front garden is full of plants.
Mm.
Mm. Now, I've been witnessing on three separate occasions, he uploads a story and he's like, "Oh my God, I've just planted all these plants and these people keep coming and stealing them." So he replants them and then, like, the following night, they get taken again. Now, the last one, right, so he's replanted them for the third time and somebody's actually very thoughtfully replaced the plant with a plastic one in the dirt.
So they've stolen it and put a plastic one in?
Yeah. So I feel like at this point it's probably a joke, but plant theft, I hear, is a huge thing.
Well, I have heard that. Because especially people that live on a busy road and have a front garden.
Yeah, see, I've never dabbled in gardening, so I've never noticed if anyone's stolen a plant in my life.
I've never had any stolen per se, but I've known people that do, like, live in, especially in Sydney, I think, on busy roads.
Yes.
And even in the city here, and, like, a pot plant from the front will get nicked. major issue, I think.
And see, plants are expensive. When you go to Bunnings and, you know, get a little bush, $65.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Not cheap.
No, not
Some
at
people
all.
Must see these so beautiful, colourful plants. Oop, I like that. That'll look great in my back garden.
If they've been stolen three times now, wouldn't you just give up?
Well, I think he is.
That's why he's done a video.
Stuck an electric fence around them or something.
So bizarre. It's like, who's stealing plants out there?
Buy your own plants.
They'll steal anything on a front yard that's not nailed down.
It's like that guy. Remember all of his gnomes got stolen?
Yeah, that was really sad, actually. I felt really bad for him.
I think they all got replaced.
Everyone just rallied around, dropped gnomes off to him. He ended up with more than what he had.
13:10:09 this morning, I want to open up the lines. Dude, where's my plant? Have you been a victim of plant theft? Maybe you've taken a plant from somebody's yard. Maybe you're a gardener who's had to replace them. All those stories. If you've had a stolen plant,
we want to hear
any type of plant, give us a call, 13:10:09.
The Novos.
Plant theft.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for
you? Happens a lot, especially if you live in the burbs. Mm. You got a nice rose plant out the front, maybe some daffodils. Some people like the look of it and rip it out of your garden when you're least expecting it. This guy on my Instagram, as I was just saying, three times he's had to replace his plants in his front garden. They've just recently swapped it out, the thief, with a plastic plant. Just put it in the ground. Like, give up, bro. Give up.
Stop planting stuff. I'll keep stealing it.
Have you guys, I haven't had any plant thefts?
No, but my friend was telling me, lives out at Cessnock, lost like multiple bird baths from the front.
Oh.
So she bought one, got stolen, was like, that's just very unlucky. Bought another one, it got stolen as well.
Front yards are not a free Bunnings plant section.
No, they are not.
Buy your own bird bath. It's not that expensive.
Mum had a giant concrete Buddha on hers.
Yeah.
And really heavy to the point, like a crane or something, had to bring it in. Someone got a trolley and just
crammed
it off. Like, not a crane, but like a lift in the back of the ute or something. And someone's obviously come in with a trolley and turfed it off.
How
bad karma is that, stealing a Buddha?
Of all the things.
Of all the things.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Let's go to the phones. Belinda, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you. Plant theft, has it happened to you or have you taken some plants?
Oh, no, it happened to me. I had all my flowers in my front garden.
Yeah.
Stolen. I went for a walk, came back, and 10 plants were taken.
10?
How long was your walk? Yes.
Oh, it was during COVID, so I just went for a 7K walk in the middle of the day.
Oh, my God.
Daylight robbery. Actual daylight robbery.
Daylight robbery, but we found out who it was and where she lived, and it was just down the road, up two stories. And she had all my plants out front.
Oh!
So
I went down there with a Roundup spray bottle and it could breathe. And I ended up with them. But, I can't reach them up there and she can't enjoy them, so I'm just going to kill them.
Good! Oh, Belinda!
You're funny.
You are my type of girl.
Fantastic.
You're really funny. That's hilarious.
That is so good.
If I can't have them.
I'm mad.
Oh, nah. See,
nah, you're not mad. You're great.
I would have knocked on that door and said,
Give me my plants back.
What?
Well, she walked past them. She had a plastic bag another few weeks later. And I just said, if you're taking my plants, I'm going to take a photo of you. Put your picture around Adam's
house. Oh, my God.
Oh, Belinda.
That's perfect.
That is beautiful karma at its best.
I just love that he got the Roundup.
So funny.
Oh, so good.
Oh, dear. Well, Meg, of course, you're looking at moving at the moment.
Yes, I am. No plants in my front yard.
No?
Absolutely. Oh. I'm not a gardener. I can't keep anything alive. Keeping it simple. But I have been looking for a new apartment. My ex-fiancé Josh, he's keeping our current apartment, so I am on the lookout for a new one. Inspections. I've never lived on my own. Ever.
Really?
Very strange.
Really?
Yeah, so I've always lived either with parents or roommates or Josh.
I didn't know that.
No, so first time in my 30s looking for an apartment by myself. It's interesting.
Wow.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell us all about your journey and adventures up next.
Yeah, big life changes for me at the moment. I said yesterday that my partner Josh and I would split, and he's keeping the apartment. So I'm on the hunt for a brand new place to live. It is interesting because I've never lived on my own before. So I'm doing this all myself. I'm not having him come to inspections or anything with me. And I've always lived with either housemates, him, or my parents. So going around to different rental inspections by myself, not having anyone to bounce off, very interesting. Not to mention the other people who are going for the houses. You feel really like, oh, what have they got that I don't have?
Because they're competitive,
really paranoid that, like, oh, do they like it? Are they going to apply for it? What's going on?
So some of the places you've looked at a couple of places, right?
So
how have they been?
So the first one, very interesting, just like a little studio, and it's small. Like, I think it's the same size as our studio, to be completely honest, with a bathroom attached onto it.
Oh, my God, that is tiny.
I feel like your kitchen counter should be at least 2 metres away from your bed.
And it's not in this first one.
Oh, my God.
No, but it's just
you shouldn't be able to reach the kitchen from bed.
Although.
Convenience. Convenience is pretty good. And then I went and saw one yesterday, and I looked at the actual listing, 49 square metres.
And it was a total hot box, right?
It was. Walked in, and it was just muggy. It was very warm.
See, you showed me the pictures of this particular place.
Yeah.
And it looks so, like, charming and quaint in the photos.
Yeah.
I've been taking videos so I can show, like, my family and all that kind of stuff, like, the different, like, how big
options,
these places
are.
But it's just so interesting just going to these things by yourself and not having anyone else to bounce off.
Yeah.
That's what I found a little bit strange.
Okay, here's a question, because now that you're doing this, do you feel like you're having a truer reflection on what you really want,
I
though?
Think
because
so.
There's no one influencing you.
Yeah, that's
saying,
true.
Going, oh, think about this. You just go, no, I don't like this place.
To be fair, the only thing I'm thinking of is, are the birds going to be happy?
Yeah,
it's more about their comfort than mine. Because if it's hot, I can kind of deal with it to a degree. If it's cramped, but as long as they're happy, I'm going to be happy.
It is a very exciting time because you can really rebuild your life in your own image,
your
own vision.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose whatever.
Exactly.
Now, I do hear there's another option in the works. Next door to Crevo.
I know, this is really strange. So Crevo came across a listing for one of his neighbours.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like they're moving out of a little flat.
Like a little granny flat type situation.
Yeah, so I've contacted them and it's available. So it's still a couple of weeks away, I think.
Yeah.
But it could be perfect.
Wow, you guys can visit each other every day.
Whilst you were out of the room before, we came across the scenario. What happens if I bring a Tinder date home, right? Anyway, they leave through the front walkway.
Scurrying
out. Crevo's out mowing his lawn.
Oh, Meg's got lucky last night.
Crevo is like the Wilson from Home Improvement. I feel like he'd be always popping his little head out.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. What are you doing there, Meg?
Yeah. But it'd be interesting. I think in my situation as well, being newly single, on my own, it would be nice to have someone I know close by.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would kind of work, and I really appreciate you looking out for me, because yesterday
100%.
You did say, I've been looking at listings for you and all that kind of stuff, so I really appreciate it.
See, my mum actually said, she messaged me about this three times yesterday, because my mum loves Meg.
Yeah.
She said, why don't you, get your current housemate out and let Meg move in?
We've had listeners message me and say
and
that.
I do think it's, and you said this as well, it's a bit much working together and living together.
Yeah. Like, neighbours is one thing.
Roommates
like,
is different.
I would.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
But I think it'd be best
much.
For all of us.
Too much.
You've got to have your own space.
I'm a lot to deal with, and I know that.
And also, this is your first time...
On my own.
On your own.
I
think, I truly believe everyone should live by themselves...
Once.
At least once.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about yourself. I did it for, 2 years.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
If I don't like it in 6 months' time, I can easily go and find a rental with some other people.
Exactly.
That's not a problem. But for 6 months, I can give it a go and see if I like it.
You might love it.
Yeah, never know.
I can't wait to see if this happens. You guys, neighbours.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
You got a cup of milk?
You got any milk?
I'll just go over dinner every night.
Yeah, why not?
I love you cooking, so... Watch out.
Perfect.
And we know you don't eat.
You don't. You're not a big eater, so it's going to be fine.
The Novos.
Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
Together, we can go wherever.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
I was thinking about this the other day, Crevo.
Yeah.
You know, I've known you for, like, nearly 4 years.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But I'm actually, like, really, really happy for you and Emmy for opening up this new business, Crevo's at Hamilton North, your antique shop.
Thanks, man.
Like, it's such a great achievement, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, we've put a lot of hard work into it.
Yeah, and just, like, you showing me the picture of the outside the other day, I thought, wow, that is huge.
With the sign, with your name on it. Really cool.
I love
thanks,
that.
Thanks, guys.
And chatting about, you know, you wanted to get your social media page off the ground.
Yep.
You could do so much with this business from that perspective. But I wanted to ask you something next, because currently the only two employees are you and your fiance Emmy.
Yep.
That are serving people, and it's been busy, right?
Yeah, we've been keeping pretty busy, which is good. A good start. Like, obviously I've got my goals and stuff where I want things to go, and there's, you know, room for growth, but it's a good start. I'm happy with the start.
One of the big elements, right, of having a retail shop is, I think, as an owner, you should be getting feedback on how the service has been so far, because, you know, there's only two of you, lots of people coming in.
Yeah.
Have you thought of getting a mystery shopper to perhaps, like, rank your service?
A mystery
the
shopper.
Experience.
Normally
of
that's
shopping at Crevo's Hamilton North.
Normally that's the foray of Coles and Woolworths.
Yeah,
and stuff.
JB Hi-Fi and all your big stores.
But I've got a couple of ideas for you next.
I love this. Okay.
I'm thinking I want to recruit a mystery shopper that you don't know to visit the shop over the weekend and come on the show on Monday and, like, rate your service.
I like this.
I love this.
This is good. This is a great idea you've had. I'm into it.
If you're a mystery shopper actually listening, you do it as a job, give us a call, 13 1009.
The Novos.
Just saying, Crevo, your new place, your shop.
Yeah.
Opened up. Now, it's been open for a couple of weeks now. How's it been? Like, quite busy?
Yeah, getting busier and busier, which I'm really happy with. At the start, we were just in setup phase, so there was a lot of time just organizing things, getting processes in place, you know, which are a lot of things I didn't anticipate, but it's all been a good challenge.
Well, it feels like it's been quite smooth from what I've heard, right? Like,
yeah,
a lot of tinkering around and stuff, but yeah, fairly
easy. Smooth. Like, nothing major that wasn't, didn't think would happen.
No,
or anything.
Major hiccups so far.
So far, so good. Knock on wood, right?
Yes. What a huge achievement, though, from, like, having a garage business, essentially, selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace, to now, like, having an actual shop.
Store.
And it's in that strip of shops where all the antique shops are, which is so smart, because I've been there, and it's so fun. People just go to have a look.
Yeah, they go shop to shop, which has been cool, has been really good.
Now, I want to make sure that you, as a business owner now, you know, I want you to be sure that the service that you're providing people stands out from your competitors next door.
Now, I appreciate that, because I don't have retail experience. So,
at all?
No, I've never worked retail myself.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. You're talking about a mystery shopper, for example.
That's right. So, like, whenever you work in retail, as an employee, you get judged by your manager.
We have,
like, these reviews about your service and, you know, how you're treating customers and if you're giving them the full experience of the shop. A lot of companies will employ a mystery shopper to come in. You won't know who they are. They'll chat to you.
Yeah.
They might even buy something really small to sell the fact that, you know.
Yeah, they're a real customer.
Absolutely.
Now, just putting it out there, I am an ex-mystery shopper.
Really?
Yes.
So what kind of things do you look for? Like, what's the brief?
When you walk in, the big thing is how long you take to get greeted. The information that you have on the products, what you try and upsell.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff. Your general overall, like, enthusiasm with the customer.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Are you doing a lot of the face-to-face stuff, or is it more your fiance?
Well, I'd say whoever's there. We're doing that.
Are you fascinated to see how Emmy's been going and treating customers?
Of course I am. Of course I am. No, but I have seen her in action, and I've been impressed. I think she's, you know, getting quite confident at chatting to the customers about the products, which is great.
what I want to do this weekend, now I thought, who could we get to be a mystery shopper? Because I want to give you the report on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Busy weekend trading, of course.
It is, yeah.
Coming up. If you think that you, you know, might be able to help us out here, if Crevo doesn't know your face, get in touch with us. 13109. We'll put this up on Instagram as well.
Mm.
Go into Crevo's new shop at Hamilton North there, where all those antique shops are. Go in there and just pretend to buy something. Talk to him for 10 minutes. Get your own little checklist together. I'll actually create with you Meg the checklist.
Oh,
today.
Great.
I
great.
Might have my old templates.
Really?
I might.
Oh,
I'll
that'd
have
be
a look.
Perfect because I'd really, I want this information. I want the feedback.
We'll hook you up with a cool prize
yeah.
if you do it for us.
Yep.
But get in touch. And I want this person to come on the show, like I said, Monday, and give us the full report.
That'd be so good.
I'm into this.
Yeah. So get in touch with producer Jackson off the air, 13109, or send us a message on Instagram. I won't look at the inbox.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm not looking for a face.
Yep.
Because I want the genuine mystery shopper experience to get real feedback.
Oh, well, someone's giving us a call right now. So
excellent.
This we won't answer this. Producer Jackson will, so you don't know the
I don't want to know the voice even. Yeah.
Nothing.
I love it.
This is brilliant.
Hey, Birthday Lotto is up next.
That's right. So, of course, if you'd like to win some money, $400 going
spend
into the weekend.
At Crevo's.
All that's possible. 13109, we're looking for somebody born in December. Right now. If okay. that's your birth month, call up. You could win the cash.
We'll do it next. The Novos. Hey, we're just chatting about the mystery shopper situation before for your business, Crevo's. This weekend, I want them to go in and rate your business. We've actually had a phone call from the national mystery shopper for McDonald's.
That is
so
amazing.
This is going to be like proper stuff, proper review on Monday. She's over the weekend, she'll go into the shop.
Yeah.
And Monday, she'll have the full report for you.
Amazing.
Wow. Are you serious?
I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, $400 up for grabs. It could be all yours. All you need to do is be born. Check, right? In the month of December, we've started with.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, we're going to Jody in Warners Bay. Divorced, said life is good. Has a son that is living in Germany and is a dancer. Been there for 18 months and says she misses you dearly. Oh. Going to treat herself
no one else
with the $400. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
What does treating yourself look like with $400?
Nice dinner, relaxing.
The expensive wine. The expensive wine.
Yeah.
Hey, Jody. So your son's over in Germany. That's exciting for him. How long is he over there for?
He'll be there 3 years in total. He's already been 18 months.
Wow.
So you're halfway. Have you ever, obviously with COVID, you haven't been able to go over there and see him?
No, I haven't seen him for that long. So, yes, it's very sad. On FaceTime.
Do you guys keep in touch every day?
Not every day. I'm not a helicopter parent.
Good, good.
Living his life in Germany.
You've got mothers and fathers. You don't want to speak to them all the time, every day.
That's true.
Very busy, especially with the time difference. But, yeah, a few times a week.
That's nice.
He's super successful with what he's doing if he's over in Germany. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's at a university there, so he's...
good job. Yeah,
you must be so proud of him.
Very proud.
That's
you can
so
hear
cute.
The pride.
Yeah, I know, it's great. God.
All right, let's get you some cash to treat yourself.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's grab one of these. All right. Were you born on the 7th of December?
No, the 9th.
Oh,
so close.
Oh,
sorry,
geez.
Jody.
Very close. That's okay.
Well, thanks, you have a great weekend.
Have a great one. Thank you. That means it is back before 9 o'clock, $400. Plus, we are playing UFM's 100K Wordplay in the next 20 minutes. Stand by.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From UFM.
We want to send you into the weekend thinking like a 100,000 air. Is that a word?
It is.
It is now. 100K yeah. Wordplay, we are playing next. We need a contestant, 131009. You're playing for the chance to play for $100,000. Very easy game. We give you a word. You associate it with something that Maddie, myself, or Crevo would say. If you match it, you're in the draw to play for the $100,000. You also score...
Yes, please.
...a two-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara. You can come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Let's play 131009.
The Novos.
EMF Fitness Centre, Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm in shock. Oh my God!
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, 100,000 on the line.
Yeah.
This is insane. The most money giving any radio station is giving away in Newcastle right now. This is amazing.
The four words you're thinking of, just give me the money.
Tell us about it,
absolutely.
Meg.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
$100,000 is what we have up for grabs. 100K Wordplay is how you get it. Basically, we give you a word, you match it with Maddie, myself, or Creva. If it matches, you're in the draw to play for $100,000. Life-changing money.
How good.
Let's go to the phones now. Going to Maitland, Ashley is our lucky caller today. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Congrats on getting through. Have you been trying for ages?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That seems like everyone's been trying for ages.
Ashley, you need to get some more excitement in there. You sound so deflated. You got through.
I think it's nerves because let's face it, you got to match it with us and we can be quite unpredictable sometimes.
Well, let's get straight into it for Ashley. Let's hear her word for today, please.
Yes. The word for you today, Ashley.
Think about this carefully.
Is paint.
All right, what's the first word that comes to mind to lock in today, Ashley?
Brush.
Brush. Okay, so we're looking for the word brush to get Ashley into the draw. Let's play.
Who do you want to hear from first, Ashley? Myself, Maddie, or Crevo?
Crevo.
Oh, okay.
Crevo first. We're looking for the word brush.
Good luck, Ashley.
To get Ashley from Maitland into the draw to play for the $100,000. Here we go.
Brush.
Hey! Oh,
easy as that.
Oh, you're in the draw, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
First up.
Well done. I don't think that's ever happened before, getting the first one.
No. Ashley, what would $100,000 mean to you?
Our cars are falling apart, so we'd really like to put it towards a safe family car for us.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's so nice.
Well, you've also scored a two-week trial at EMF Fitness Centre Katara as well. Congrats.
Already a winner going into the weekend.
Ashley, you say putting it towards a car for the family. What bloody car are you buying?
$100,000.
It would just be nice to have something that's safe and not falling apart.
Hey, it's life-changing stuff, yeah, Ashley. Congratulations and a big shout-out to EMF Fitness.
Yes, come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Your chance to play 100K Wordplay right across the day as well with Jackson after 11.
Keep going.
This is so good. It feels good for a Friday.
Mm. Yeah, someone's in the draw.
Yeah.
Let's keep that momentum going.
First
right
guess,
today.
Too.
What's the Goss with Jackson is up next.
I got details on why... Good morning. I've got details on why Britney Spears has ditched Instagram.
Oh, yes. I've been wondering.
Very sad about. Also, too, Wendy Williams. The first time she's spoken out since her show got axed.
Do we have audio?
I've got audio.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yes. Love good it. Audio as well.
You two are frothing.
Does she fart audio. In it?
She doesn't fart in it, but she... We'll unpack it next. It's interesting.
Okay.
It's 16 minutes past 8 at New FM with the Novos. Happy Feel Good Friday.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Boss.
Yeah, good morning. Jackson, I want to find out why Britney Spears has deleted her Instagram account.
What the hell?
I miss her twirling dance videos.
I know.
Really get me through my day.
Yeah, well, everyone was speculating that it could have been because she just kept on posting raunchy content. You know how Instagram's real anti-nipple and anti-sexuality?
That's right.
You know, for some. They deleted Riri's account for like a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, once upon a time. Wow. So everyone was like, oh, maybe Instagram deleted Britney Spears.
But she never, there was never anything visible on hers, though. Like,
yeah.
There was, like, the outside. But
yeah, she covered it with very strategically placed emoji diamonds, which was very bougie of her. Anyway, Instagram's felt the need to make a statement about this because I think they're a little bit concerned with everything that went on with her conservatorship and her being sort of suppressed, that they were like, they didn't want to be a part of that. So they've come out and said, we absolutely did not disable Britney Spears' account. They've also gone as far to say that they've looked into it and the account holder themselves has taken it down.
So what I think has happened here, right, I think Britney is doing a bit of a reset at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think in the next 12 to 24 months, brand new album's out, she's going to look good. That sort of, you know, crazy stuff on her Instagram isn't going to be an issue. She'll have a book launch. I think there's exciting time for Brit.
I think she might employ like a social media manager or something like that to just reset the image, as you said.
Yes. Take some control.
Not a bad idea.
Get a bit more professional in that way.
Yeah.
Although, something that makes me think maybe that won't happen is she's come out and said on TikTok this is from. So she's still on TikTok if you want to get the crazy doses of Britney Spears. She says, I don't want to be loved. I want to be feared. So maybe she's not going to be like sorting things out anytime soon. I don't want to see the end of like this Britney. I like the Britney that's trying to burn the city to the ground.
this current day Britney sits somewhere between the blackout era when she like went a bit off the rails and like together Britney.
Yeah.
Nice middle ground.
Yeah, it's like the looseness and the out of controlness of 2007 Britney, but with the headspace of I've got my shit together.
Yeah, you know what absolutely. I mean?
It's a good spot.
We'll see. Someone who I am a bit worried about though is Wendy Williams. She has done I'd call it a tell-all interview. She just called into the Today Show over the US, like on a phone. She refused to go on camera. So she's opened up firstly about Wells Fargo. Have you heard about this big legal battle that she's having with them?
No.
Wells Fargo have seized all of her money and frozen all of her bank accounts because they're saying that they believe she needs to be put into a conservatorship. Now, I find this so interesting that banks can do this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they think that she's being influenced by somebody who doesn't have her best interests at heart. So she had this to say about that.
They saying that I need somebody to handle my account, and I don't want that. I want all my money. I want to see all my money that I've worked hard for my entire life. My entire life. I don't lie, I don't cheat, and I don't steal. I am an honest, hardworking person.
So, like, she's coming for blood. She sounds angry, right?
That's crazy. Now, because she doesn't... I don't see what's wrong with her. Why are they taking her money?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's such a bizarre situation. Anyway, she's dealing with those health issues. So, of course, Sherry Shepherd was announced as the replacement, like, permanent replacement. Yeah. Wendy Williams' show is over. But then she has come out and said this.
I'm very comfortable. You know, my partners with the show, everybody's ready. Give me about 3 months. There are private things that I have to deal with, and then I'll be ready to come back and be free and ready to do my thing. This is what I would love to say to my Wendy watchers. Keep watching, because I'm going to be back on the Wendy show bigger and brighter than ever.
I'm so confused.
She's going to go, obviously, I think, to another network or like a different distribution partner, which was easily done, I feel.
Yeah.
You'd pick up Wendy Williams' show.
The formula is she's got that down pat, right? So she just needs the place, the platform, like you said.
What a slap in the face for Sherry Shepherd.
She went on to thank her for filling in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and saying like, so I think she's pretty convinced that she's going back to the actual Wendy Williams show.
We'll see.
Very awkward when she shows up to do the show in her swipe cards.
Doesn't work.
Disabled. We've all heard stories of that, haven't we? We've all been worried about that, haven't we?
Oh, but yeah.
Not a good thing. I don't know if she's like all right or not. Jury's out on her. But Brittany's doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck to her. Hopefully she does come back with a new show. Even with another network, I'd be keen to watch.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jackson.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yes. Oh, bit of a French touch to my name.
Bastille.
Bastille, yes, coming up. This is fresh from there.
Oh, wow.
Bit of a feel good Friday tune.
Yes.
Right here. And,
brilliant.
So good.
What great choices, Jackson, you've made.
Yeah,
all me.
Absolutely.
I'll take the credit.
Look, when the music's not so great, it's not you, but when it's you, it's fine.
Yeah, when it's me, and when it's not, it's not.
Call me juvenile, but this song, right, I just really connect with it.
Yeah.
What? It's a juvenile.
I know, I get it.
Right. He's like 18, this guy. Yeah. I'm like, I remember growing up. It's hard.
It's fine. You tell me how many adults are pumping around Newcastle in their cars going, A, B, C, D, E, F, U. There's
nothing juvenile
about
just
it.
Just doing alphabet.
It's all good.
That's a great point.
There you go.
Hey, coming up next, Meg.
Yes, love it or loathe it. Getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on today's Daily Topics. I'm going to throw you back to when you were possibly 18.
Okay.
I know.
Ooh,
we've
okay.
just got a theme for today, don't we?
The Novos.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Let's be real. We're about to knock off in 15 minutes' time. It's party time for me.
Yeah.
Something.
Big week for you.
Something came across my newsfeed that I want to get your opinions on.
Okay. All right.
Vodka cruises.
Love it or loathe it.
Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it, ew. Put vodka with a good mixer and I'm interested and get a good vodka.
Such as?
Oh.
How would you drink vodka, Kruger? Give it to us, please.
A really good vodka? Just on the rocks.
Nah.
Otherwise, soda and lime, I don't mind.
Also disgusting.
Yeah, not great.
You put some sugar in that thing, my friend. No. Of course, love it. Look, I like to think that I'm classy enough not to ever have a vodka cruiser, but we all know that is such an untrue statement.
Well,
there is no class at all.
Have you seen the new vodka cruisers that are out?
Yes.
The 3.1 litre Magnum vodka cruisers that are the size of 11 vodka cruisers.
Calling them a Magnum doesn't make them
They've
fancier.
They've actually legit called them a Magnum. Now, I'll show you for comparison, Creeper, because I know you haven't seen this
God.
Yet.
Oh, my God.
It is a huge bottle.
What flavour is that horrific orange-looking colour?
Now, they've only got this available in a couple of flavours. So, wild raspberry, which is my favourite, juicy watermelon, and lush guava. Now,
my question remains, what colour, like what flavour is that, horrifying colour?
That one, I think, colour? Is the guava. No, that's juicy watermelon.
So you don't even know.
That is juicy Crevo. Watermelon.
Crevo.
Yeah.
Do you ever have like a sweet dessert?
Yeah.
Well, it's basically the same thing. It's just sweet.
Yeah, what's I don't know. I just don't like it.
Do you know what? The under 24 demo, off to Kingers every weekend, are frothing this.
Yeah, so the thing is,
grab a couple of Magnums, boys.
Unfortunately,
get in there.
The Vodka Cruiser Magnums 3.1 litre editions are only available at selected bars, so you can't actually get them at the bottler.
What?
Unfortunately.
So how is that
to
even
celebrate their 21st birthday.
Surely
they'll
come out. So
obviously doing a lot of collaborations with bars and clubs and all that kind of stuff. So if you are out and about,
so you
have a look.
I feel like they wouldn't be able to serve that as
legally.
A drink, though. Legally, yeah.
Legally, I think they can because
it's a share bottle.
11, it's a shared bottle.
It's like 11 standard drinks, though. Oh, 11, I see.
Yeah, so it's like when you get a cocktail jug, for example.
Yeah, right.
You know? But
oh, that's disappointing.
You were going to get some of those.
That's just an excuse for us to go to a bar.
Well,
I don't know what
true.
You're talking about.
They would present it nicely.
They would.
In an ice bucket
In
and
an
everything.
Ice bucket, a couple of glasses.
Cruiser, big cruiser.
with champagne
but
glasses.
You can see the people on Instagram with the bottle like this, up in the air, in the mouth.
Yeah,
like,
I am fancy.
Obviously, if you're going to do this, drink responsibly, of course. Share this bottle with 10 friends.
Exactly.
But
which you won't.
You know what? I'm all for a 3.1 litre bottle of vodka cruiser.
I feel sorry for the poor, like, young bar person behind the bar that has to pour out of that bottle.
Painful.
I reckon they just give you the bottle and you just...
Do it yourself.
Because at a lot of places, they just give you the bottle of wine or whatever and you pour it yourself.
That's true. But 3.1 litres is massive.
Yeah.
That's like three bottles of wine.
Yeah, well, 11 bottles of standard cruisers.
How ridiculous.
You know what?
No point in that. Let's be honest. No point.
Who's going to buy that? Well, Meg. hey, birthday lotto up next. You can buy a couple of cruises with that $400 we've got on offer this morning. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up March.
You're right. So judgy with people's decisions in life.
To be fair, we were just judging him for not liking cruises.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Well made. If you're born in March, 13, 10 or 9 is your chance at the money.
They know those.
Poor Jackson, just in here, sharing something with us.
He's got an admirer.
He's got a few listeners that are trying to hook up with it.
I think so. Well, the messages, they're hot for him for sure.
Are you flattered, Jackson?
Look, it's flattering. A girl can dream, but wrong tree. Also married. You know, sorry.
Small detail.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos birthday lotto.
Wow.
Yeah, $400 up for grabs. All you need is a birthday if you want to have a crack at this. You got to be born in March for this round. Let's meet our contestant.
Yes, let's go to Mike in Cessnock. He's a delivery driver, married, loves his NRL. Sharks are his team, 42, and still playing video games. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What video game are you playing right now?
Gran Turismo 7.
Okay. Are you winning at it? I don't really know. You win at that
racing,
game or not?
Isn't it?
Of course you do. You get times.
Yeah. You know more about this than I do.
Gran Turismo, that takes me back to like...
Old school, yeah.
PS1 days.
See, I'm more Need for Speed.
Grassroots.
Need for Speed Underground, that's my thing.
What are you playing it on, Mike? Do you have a PS2?
PS5.
PS5. Mike's got style.
Bang up to date.
I would prefer the PS2.
The graphics on a PS5 are mint.
Okay.
Yes.
Video game chat.
Yeah. All right, let's get you some money for some more games.
Let's do 400 bucks. You can get a couple.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Well, they're not cheap. Like $90 bucks a game.
For
a game, yes.
All right. Okay. Were you born on the 13th of March?
No, the 7th.
Oh. Way off. Sorry, Mike.
No games for you.
Back to Gran Turismo.
Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Indeed.
He's back Monday worth $425.
Yes.
And throwing over now to Newcastle's most ineligible bachelor producer, Jackson.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, it does swell my ego a little bit.
Yeah.
I won't deny it. I love when people slide into my DMs.
All the listeners hot for Jackson.
Just know this, and this is probably going to ruin everything for me, but I do pass the phone around at the table and show everybody when I'm on the bizzles at the pub.
Oh,
look at this.
Slide into my DMs. We're laughing at you. Follow the sun.
Just make it sexy.
Yeah.
That indeed.
What if it was you were into it, though. Are you still doing that?
Oh, no, I'm never into it. It's always funny. It's always amusing. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, the Biebs.
Oh, the Biebs.
Always a good song. Yeah.
Did he split into your DMs?
No, I hate the Biebs.
Oh, okay.
Anne Marie, on the other hand.
Oh. Well, you know what?
We learned so much about you.
Niall, I'm single. Just putting it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you really settle for Niall?
It's not settling for me.
Got to aim for Harry level.
No, what Niall? That blonde. Cute.
Yeah, you say it's not settling for me, and look, that's like when people say, oh, my dog's family, and just to other people, it's still just a dog. Do you know what I mean?
Look, Meg, jeez.
What?
Don't settle for Niall, though.
I'm not settling.
You put those posters up on your walls now.
Yeah, you can.
One day.
Oh, they've been in the cupboard for a long time.
And do you know what's really funny about the posters of Niall Horan? Just quickly.
Yeah.
Fun fact. They're A4, but it's actually life size because he's so short.
Hey, he's quite short.
Have a great weekend, guys. Yeah, indeed. We'll see you Monday.
See ya.
Have a great one. Bye.